This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Well, we're having a dog's day out this coming Saturday on the beautiful grounds by the community centre. The purpose of this, we actually did originally plan to do this during Carnival, but of course COVID came and things got put on the back burner. But we wanted to do it because we want to not just raise awareness of paws and claws, but to put something back into the community, something fun. The Dog's Day Out is actually like a dog show, but it's not Crofts, it's more Scruffs. So the dogs are your average rescue dog.
Mutts.
Yeah, a lot of those that were paws and claws dogs fall into the Scruffs category.
I love that. Yeah. Sometimes they're the best, I reckon, the mutts.
They have lots of personality and they give you lots of love. It's very, very hard, yeah.
You know, dogs and animals always have their own personalities. I guess they're like humans in that way, aren't they? Not two are alike.
No. Even the same breed. You can, if you're a Labrador lover and then you get another Labrador, it's not going to be the same as the one you had before. It's like having two kids.
Yes, but when they're little pups, they tear everything and eat everything. That's for sure.
you just have to bear with that stage.
Yes, I love Labs because I've had a couple myself and they're beautiful creatures. But you've got to watch them when they're early in the piece because they eat and tear up everything.
Yes, I know.
Well, it sounds like it's marvellous. Hey, Pauline, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Paul.
What do you got to say?
I hope everyone comes along and enjoys it. It's 10 o'clock until 1 p.m.
Why is it special, Pauline?
It's special because we like to keep a presence in the community and we can also tell the people who come on the day what we're doing with the shelter, keep them informed of, everything that's progressing, and it's progressing well. And hopefully, we'll start renovating soon and we'll have the shelter up to save animals, mostly dogs and cats. Well, that's probably all we're going to be saving because that's all the room we have. But we're going to save heaps of animals, give them a better future than they'd have being dumped in the cane fields, and the cats go feral, the dogs have to eat too, so they're scrounging around, and we can treat them right. Right now we're relying on a lot of carers in cans, and we still collect all the dog food, the cat food, and we take it down every couple of weeks to the carers, and in turn they take our unwanted animals and look after them. So as soon as we get the shelter up, we can start doing all those things for other community ourselves here in Craig Lee.
Tell me something, what would the Douglas Shire do without paws and claws?
Well, that's a very good question. Without paws and claws, like I said, the cats will be turning feral because sometimes, people don't treat their animals right, so they dump them because they don't want to drive to Cairns to find a refuge. They don't want to take their cat or dog, so a lot of people don't know how to care for animals. So one of the things we're going to do in the shelter when it's built is get children to read to dogs. We'll educate them.
Hang on, let me stop you there. Mm-hmm. Read to dogs?
Yes.
For what reason?
Well, it helps not only the dogs be calm, but it helps the kids, the children who are reading, have an appreciation for animals, because in the same time that they read, we're going to tell them how to look after their pets properly, because a lot of children don't know, and that's our future. So
it is, absolutely. And of course you bring up a good point with children too, because often pets are given as gifts at Christmas time, and
yes,
of course we're not only a few months away from Christmas, and pets are often given as gifts, and then afterwards what happens? People can't look after them. The kids think they're cute and cuddly, and then of course they grow up and then they dump them. I can never understand why somebody would dump a creature.
Yeah, and another thing too is after this coronavirus, because a lot of people are at home and they are lonely, so they get a dog or a cat, and then when they go back to work, that dog or cat becomes a problem. So they, you know, perhaps can't look after it anymore. So this is where Paws and Claws is a great value to the community, because we take unwanted dogs and cats, you know, and look after them properly and find new homes. And when the old shelter was up and running, our success rate was fantastic. You know, we would never put an animal down unless it was very ill or it was very aggressive and there was no help. But before we did that, we always used to try and get someone to who was an educator of dogs or, you know, dogs, to help before we made that decision.
That would be the last resort.
That's correct, yeah.
Yes. And so this day, it's vital that people get out. We've been talking about buying Douglas and building Douglas, but this is an aspect of it, yes. You know, for the community to come together and help you guys.
That's what we want. And we want to see people come along to something that is fun when there's been, you know, tough times through the COVID. And so we thought this Dog's Day Out, to bring in the and having the dog show for with prizes for things like the cutest dog and the naughtiest dog, of which this
own a dog lookalike.
And they own a dog lookalike, yes.
The dog, in what way? Sort of looks like Lassie or looks like?
It looks like you. If you've got a little dog, and a dog looks like you, you know.
A dog that looks like me.
Yeah, you know, lots of owners and their dogs, yeah. They grow to look like
they
each
do.
Other.
What yes. breed of dog would I be?
Oh, I think a Jack Russell, little terrier.
Oh, you're spot on. Yes. You're spot yeah. on.
But also on the day, we've got Rockin' Rick, who's coming with MC, and we'll have music. And Nikki G is going to do a display of the cane toad racing. Which
Oh, Nikki G does a great yes. job with that.
And, of course, he hasn't been able to do it because of COVID. So yes. at the Iron Bar, so the toads are coming out of retirement, especially for Paws and Claws on the day.
Well, look, it sounds like a fabulous day. So tell everybody where they should go and at what time and when is it happening?
It's Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 26th of September. It's at the community centre in the grounds outside, so there's space.
In Port Douglas.
In Port Douglas, yes. Yep. And how you can get involved is come along, join in with us, enjoy the day, bring your furry friend, obviously, and it's from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock.
Well, I'd like to judge the naughtiest dog.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be a little Jack Russell.
I think so.
No, but it sounds like a great day.
And you can actually become a member of Paws and Claws for $5.50.
Yes. Oh, that's cheap.
It yeah. is.
Tell me something, are there prizes?
Yes, and Petstock in Smithfield, the manager there has been very generous and he is supplying all the prizes for the winning dogs, and he's also been one of the judges, putting together doggy goodie bags.
Oh, doggy goodie bags.
So there'll be an assortment of stuff in there, like balls and chew toys and cuddly toys and all of these kinds of toys. They're putting these lovely goodie bags together.
Isn't that fantastic yes. that he did that? Give him a plug again. Who was it?
It's Jonathan. The manager of Smithfield's branch of Petstock.
Good on you, Jonathan. Yes. Well done. And well done, ladies, and everybody get along, right?
Yes,
fantastic.
Please. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you. Ruff.